Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Despite extensive research, no known cause has been found for chronic fatigue syndrome. It may be a combination of factors that affect people who were born with a predisposition for the disorder. Because some people develop CFS after having a viral infection, researchers question whether some viruses might trigger the disorder. Such infections may include the Epstein-Barr virus, which causes mononucleosis, and the human herpes virus. Some people with CFS report that it started after a time of great physical stress, like having surgery. The immune systems of people who have chronic fatigue syndrome appear to be impaired slightly, but it's unclear if this impairment is enough to actually cause the problem. People who have this disorder sometimes experience abnormal blood levels or hormones produced in the hypothalamus, pituitary glands, or adrenal glands, but the significance of these abnormalities is still unknown. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.